Great to have your company, family, on a very, very hot Wednesday afternoon. We are live down at Mosley Square, down at the Bay, Glenelg. Juice, you'll catch us down at the beach end. The big fella here under wraps, dressed in black, Johnny Cash style. I tell you what, we are loving the fact that we are out and about. Probably not our comfort zone, Juice, but great to be out and about in what has been a fantastic just environment with the tour down under. And we'll talk about stage two in a moment. But, Juice, welcome to Wednesday.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here on day three of 2018, the old street party. Oh, I love a street party, Lulu.
You know,
I thrive in that type of environment.
Jenny Road, down here at Glenelg, 5 to 11. She is a rocking. Get on down, come for a swim, catch the tram out of city, out of the city straight after work. You've got the big wedgie, you've got Juice, you've got the beach, you've got the Mosley, you've got the Grand, you've got everyone down here, you've got the water fountains for the kids. Come on down, say g'day. The beach club, the boys will have the guns out, the serious guns will be on the beach tonight. What a great environment.
Isn't it? It is fantastic, so come down, enjoy it. Look, the weather's just a tad little hot there, Lulu, so make sure you slap on.
Yes.
All right, slap a hat on, slap some cream.
Slip.
Slide, get in the shade.
All that sort of stuff.
Look after each other today, all
Absolutely.
Right?
You'll be having a field day with this weather that we're being served up.
Absolutely. You know what I'm like. I'm like a magnificent sculptured whale that thrives
you certainly
in these conditions.
Are. I mean, we are just, for those who don't know and those who can see, we are applying, reapplying, and then reapplying as we go along, even though we're in the shade today. Righto, stage two. They still haven't finished stage two. It's been a grind today for the boys out there. Yeah. Of course, Unley, King William Road, out to Mount Barker Road, Stirling. Right. Great finishing spot. But they're still out there. They're still at it. They're still toiling away. We'll get all the latest on
Emma
that.
Emma will give us an update on that too.
And I'll tell you who else, our girl, Anna Mears, is going to join us around 4:30 for a wrap of the day for the Santos Tour Down Under. Another man that we like the cut of his jib.
Yeah.
Jordan Elsie of Adelaide United.
Is he the enforcer? Is it Reeves the enforcer?
Centre
or back.
Oh, I think the young man might have taken over as the silent assassin down back.
Yeah.
I think so. Only one yellow card has the ability to get the job done without attracting attention.
He does it as good as any.
Could his name
Spriggs up?
Should his name be Jackal Elsie? Should it? He's very good at what he does.
Isn't he? So I look forward to that chat. And our mate old Rashid over there in the old Australian Open.
An Australian Open update. There is just things we need to talk about.
Mate.
And it's sounds that are coming and are being emitted whilst hitting a tennis ball. Massive show down here at Mosley Square. Come on down and say g'day. Triple M rocking the bay this afternoon. All thanks to the Santos Tour down under. Get involved, family. Charles and Louis.
At the new time of 3 p.m, the rush hour, Triple M. And boys, the heat doing its hardest at the moment. Can't keep a good show down.
Certainly can't. We'll take on all comers. Hey, down here at Mosley Square, come on down and say g'day. Slight sea breeze. I don't want to step on your turf, so it's not that bad.
Nice little breeze.
Water fountains, big wedgie, beach. Take your option. The trifecta. Jump on the tram after work. Okay. Come on down. Massive street party tonight down here, commencing at 5 o'clock. The boys are still on the bike.
Right.
In stage two, out to Stirling and the climb to Stirling. Mm-hmm. What about this, though? Hats off. Rush hour, hands in the air for Steve Morabito from UCI. The Swiss rider had a crash.
Yeah.
Popped the shoulder out.
Right.
What did he do? Did he lie there and cop it and just ride around?
Most blokes wait for the ambulance. Uh-uh. What did he do?
He went all rigs on us from Lethal Weapon. Popped it straight back in, jumped back on the horse, and away he went.
He would have smashed it against a tree to pop it back in.
Maybe on the bitumen, just cracked it in.
And he jumped back on his bike.
And away he went.
And he's still riding
riding.
Oh, I love this
bike. He will finish. We want to talk to him.
He's our rigs.
He's our man.
Yeah.
Does that make you Danny Glover? Because I could see you in that scene on the toilet when you go to roll the toilet paper and it goes kaboom. And you get stuck on the dunny for about 6 hours.
Where are you? You're going to go in the tub with me.
Well, I've got the rigs here at the moment. So, you know.
You've got the arms out too.
I've got the guns out today as well. Right, let's get to a serious note from last night. Australian Open. And, I mean, it's been an ongoing battle for years, but it is the squeal, the grunt.
It's
especially
a disease.
In women's tennis. Ash Barty, our very own, played last night against Sabalenko. And I'll tell you what, if you missed it, this was all you would have heard on Channel 7 last night. How is that?
It's a form of cheating, Lee.
That is 3 seconds of it, all right? So what I'm going to do for you, and I'm with you. I just think it's just outrageous.
Because they don't do it when they train, surely.
Roger Rashid will give us more of an insight after four on this one. Okay. Rash obviously been on tour and knows where it's all at. A lot of them seem to do it. It gets up over 100 decibels. It's loud.
It's loud.
You can't hear the ball come off the strings. Imagine that was happening in your workplace. So I'm going to do an example now. I'm going to play what is the version of a 20-shot rally from last night.
Okay.
You and I will continue this conversation. Yep. I want to see how hard it is. Imagine being at work and this happening, all right? So the tennis world, right. Go Hado. The tennis world is full of this, right? So you struggle to listen to the Rush out the best of times. So I'm going to you, Juice. Sabalenko playing Ash Barty. Ash got herself out of a nice big hole last night. Dropped the first set. Kept the world alive. You're at work. How much work have you got done so far? No. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you, Luke.
Am I making any sense?
Speak up.
And it gets louder and louder, the bigger the point or the more important the point is.
Oh, Lou, that is horrible.
There it is again.
Oh. So that was for 20. That was a 20 shot bloody rally.
And that went all night for three sets. Now, to her credit, Ash Barty, and I think it was because she won, said, oh, it wasn't an issue. I didn't really notice.
Come on, Ash.
It got to a point last night where the chair umpire had to ask the crowd to be quiet, which then they got the shackles up and just went, hang on a minute, us be quiet.
Yeah, they turned on
him. And they turned on him and her, which is not great sportsmanship from us towards her, but I'm with you. Something has to be done.
It's a turn-off factor big time. Channel 7's TV executives won't like it
because
they know how many of us will just turn off.
So is the solution is the solution something along the lines point penalties?
Maybe.
So get a warning.
I don't mind that,
So it's excessive.
You can't do it.
Because if it's so loud like that, if you... Thankfully, Ash Barty won, but had she been losing, that would drive you insane. I reckon it's the tactic, like you
said. It is a tactic. I've said it. And Sharapova learned it from Monica Seles in 1990.
All the way back to Monica.
So we don't want the next generation of young tennis players coming through using that tactic.
Studies have been done to suggest that it makes them, from a psychological point of view, get a release. So they stay loose. So they feel better about it all, which I think it's just got to the point now where I would encourage anyone out there who's coaching young men and women on the way through.
Exactly.
Get that out of the game.
Stop it.
We don't need that because no one's going to want to watch TV on mute, I can tell you right now.
Tennis Australia, you got to go and find some plums and just knock this on the head.
Because otherwise, I mean, you're going to have to hand out... You'll get shut down like I did in the pub for breaching decibels in the local vicinity. If somebody puts in a complaint who lives nearby to Melbourne Park, they'll shut that thing down. The whole tournament will get shut down. I think something good may have come of it, though.
What's that?
Our vice-captain, Sam, in production. Like, not often can we turn something this bad, this ugly, into
this
something
clever.
This good. Sammy's a little time in his hand at the start of the new season.
Yeah, he's a bit bored.
He's a bit of a fan of what took place last night. He's been able to mash it up into a bit of heavy rock. Take it away.
Brilliant.
Not bad.
Brilliant.
Do you want to get us out on a bit of do you want to get us out on a bit of Will Ferrell from last night?
You stay classy, Glenelg.
So rush out.
At the new time of 3 p.m.
Dave Gleeson there with the Screaming Jets. Gleeson, they're doing a great job on Brekkie with Ditz and the Wag, who's
little
just
AJ.
Been loading up on us a little
bit of late. Just sent a little text before, Lou, just to be careful. You want to play with the big boys.
Absolutely. Look, the Jackal may get her too. She'll be done by Friday, I would have thought. the Wag, just the fill-ins. But you catch the guys in the morning. Doing
stuff.
A great job with Ditz from 6 till 9. Stage 2, Tour Down Under, the Santos Tour Down Under from Unley to Stirling. They're still out on the bike at the moment, so we better check in with our very good friend Emma Charlton and get an update on what is happening both with today's stage, the heat wave we are now in, and what that means for the Booper ride as well. Jazz, Emma, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hey, boys. How you going?
G'day, Em.
Trying to stay cool, Em, and I would suggest it's been a very hot day on the bike. The peloton have got a bit lazy and conserved a lot of energy. They're running late and still haven't made it into Stirling or cutting their last lap, I'm led to believe.
Yeah, you're right. It's so, so hot out here. We've still got 13Ks to go, so sort of almost half an hour behind schedule, but I guess that's to be expected on such a warm day today.
Now, Em, let's talk the heat, and we've got a couple of 41s predicted coming up. For Stage 3, which will end up down at Victor Harbour, are we seeing or thinking or hearing that maybe a shortening of the course?
Yeah, that's right. It could happen. So the boss, Mike Curter, he'll decide on whether we keep doing those laps when we get into Victor Harbour. So they won't change any point-to-point stages, but luckily tomorrow there is a lap part of the race, and it's three times normally that part, but we'll reduce that if it's way too hot for the riders.
Yeah, the safety of the riders are more important, Em, isn't it, to make sure that their health is All good. What about the booper ride there, Em? Because we know it's very popular, the booper ride. What will happen to that? Will that be cut down short or they might shut it down completely?
So we won't know until late tomorrow afternoon on that. So if you're registered for booper, still fingers crossed that that will go ahead. Yep. But yeah, this decision will be made tomorrow afternoon if that'll be cancelled.
All right, Em, fantastic work. We might touch base once the riders cross the finish line and see how things went down in Stirling, okay? Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Well, she's Emma Charlton doing a wonderful job giving us our race updates, the Santos Tour down under. The Heat, Jar, they're pro athletes. Well, question mark could be asked. I ask you now, the Australian Open has heat policies, but yet they don't cut it down from five sets to three.
No, they don't, Lou.
So if you're a pro, and I know it's the first race of the year and there are a lot of European boys coming out, don't have the miles or the heat factor, should it be short?
No. Because you're talking about Mike Turda, who's one of the toughest animals on a bike ever to represent Australia.
Isn't one of the things ruthless about a bike and at this level the ability to suffer?
There you go. You've just hit it on the head. He's not going to change it. No. There's no way. The Australian boys train in these conditions. Yeah, the European lads, they're struggling a little bit because of their conditions and what they go through. But, mate, that's the beauty of this great race.
It's what makes it so great, these races.
You reckon the gorilla's going to go up the... Mike Turda telling Buddy Greipel, oh, we're going to cut the race a bit short tomorrow, mate, because it's 41. The gorilla will eat him.
He'll say,
no, you won't.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Hello, did anybody time check that? They're the accents. They're out right now. Do you see, I love my Australian riders, but I am wearing a little bit of...
you are too.
Lotto today.
You are.
In support of the gorilla, Andre. He's Team Lotto, I'm telling you right now.
You've got the singlet on. Yep. I've never seen the guns.
38 degrees,
You've
mate.
You've got good arms.
Requires us to just adapt to the conditions. A lot of people suggesting, don't go to the bay, boys. It's too hot. Stay in studio. I said, no way. Nah. Street party commitment. We're here. Fans expect us here. They want to see the juice.
I'm rugged up like an elf.
They want to see Briz Vaughn. Le Briz Vaughn, which is French for the windbreak. When he is on the bike, everybody gets cover. All right.
When's Anamir's coming?
4:30. She'll give us a wrap of the day. Coming up, though, is a man I love.
Who's that?
Jordan Elsie. Oh, Adelaide United. Take a breather, mate. Put your shirt back on. It's not a real good sight. We are down here in Moseley Square. Come on down. Big street party tonight down at the bay. Jump on the tram. Come on down. Say g'day. Rush hour. Jars and Louis. Righto, Jars, time to talk Adelaide United and boys. And I'll tell you what a great effort with our under-18s.
They were.
The ladder leader, Sydney FC, get a point out of it. Joining us right now, though, man, we've been trying to track down for a while, the one and only Jordan Elsie. Jordo, welcome.
Centre back.
How are you guys?
Jordy.
Thanks for having me on.
Now, you sure you're at the right station?
Yeah, made it in the end, made it. Yeah.
Well, where'd you go, mate? We've been waiting for you.
To the enemy. 5-0-8.
Honestly, no.
It's gone elsewhere.
Normally, right about now, I would just shut the whole show down, Jordan. We would just we can't tolerate
that.
Give
you a life ban.
We like you, so we're going to let you off the hook. I mean, maybe you got a sense of humour. Maybe that's why you went there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Welcome anyway, mate.
I gave him $5 as well in the car park, which is even worse.
Now, Jordy, you must be proud of how the players and the side has tracked this year under the new coach. We've got something like 10 good senior players out at the moment, but the performance against Sydney, who are the benchmark, was unbelievable, and you must be proud of the boys.
Yeah, definitely. Very proud. As you said, there's a few senior boys out at the moment, which is sometimes a blessing in disguise for us younger people that give us an opportunity on the big stage, which we saw some young boys step up, and I thought they fitted in very well with the result.
Season's still well and truly alive, mate, sitting fifth. What needs to happen? What things you got to get right from here on in? What's the one thing you'd like to see improve?
Obviously, winning more.
Jesus, clipped me quickly there.
Nah, the table's very close, and one a couple of draws or a couple of losses, we'll see you slip down that table. So obviously, we just got to keep the momentum going, and it's a bit cliche, but just keep going game by game.
Do we need a Tim Carr to get some icing on the cake? Because we need to get some more goals. We've got to hit the back of the net a bit more.
No, we've
would
got
Tim Carr fit in nicely for the second half of the year?
Of course, he would fit in nicely, but as I said before, this young boy is stepping
just keep
up
backing and in the kids.
Yeah, of course. And each game comes confidence, and as you saw with AP, he's getting stronger and stronger each game. So we look forward to next week.
Okay,
City away, going to be a big game. Amy Park,
very big Sunday night.
All right, can't wait to see you in action, mate. What do you got for us?
Nah, I love playing at Amy Park. It's sort of it's one of the best stadiums in Australia, and it should be a fiery clash because I think we're sitting pretty close in the ladder. So,
how many yellow cards you got?
One this year. Well, I'm tame.
Well, that's
I'm very
not good
tame.
Enough. What is going on, mate?
And you love the physical stuff.
Football's played with the mind. I've worked out.
He's preaching. Yeah. Well, you can
I can give a shout out to Isaias for telling me that.
Yeah.
But every now and then, Geordie, a little bit of physicality doesn't hurt to let him know you're around.
Well, he does
that. Of course. You got to do that. You want to be an imposing centre back, and I'm just there to back up.
Are you
up
like
my
the
mates,
smiling assassin in the competition, because you seem to get away with it? The refs seem to like you when you start. I didn't really mean that.
Do you talk to them?
Yeah, do you get in?
Yeah, I try to talk to them. It's just they don't sometimes talk back to me. Right. But yeah. I'm sometimes talking to myself, which makes me more angrier. So.
I like it.
We've got to ask him off.
This is where we go. We take a little detour. Your turn, Geordie. What's happening off the pitch?
Where are we going?
Where are you at? What do you got? Right. Significant other, partner. Girlfriend, wife, partner,
wife,
babies.
Kids.
What do you got?
What do you got? Dogs.
Oh, you want to know the full?
Absolutely.
Yeah, mate. When we invest, mate, you just don't come in here and pay $5 in parking and then roll back out.
I've got a partner of 6 years, Megan.
Nice.
Oh,
Megsy. I've got a golden retriever, which is 1.5.
Big dog.
Baby boy. I love
what's
that
he,
guy.
What's he called?
Bentley.
Oh, Bentley.
Bentley.
Beautiful.
Is that because you want to be driving one of those sooner rather than later?
I'm happy with the Jeep. The Jeep gets me around.
Yeah,
Jeep.
Good. Nice.
Bent loves it in
well
the back
done.
Of the Jeep.
Nice. And what part of Adelaide are you living in?
In the Mawson Lakes, right in the central.
Yeah, good. Not far from
Cop a bit
base.
Of stick. People saying it's out north, but it's not
Mawson
really.
Mawson Lakes is a nice place.
Yeah. Perfect.
Well, mate, good luck. Thanks for coming in. Always nice to find out about young and upcoming talent.
You've been
and
good, mate.
Probably should have been told this before the start of the interview. But what normally happens once if you jump on board in bed, so to speak, radio speak with us, and put the Rush Hour cape on.
That's it.
Greatness follows.
Okay.
All right.
Don't sign a long lease at Mawson Lakes because you're going up.
You're going.
Thanks, mate.
You're off. And don't be frightened to get a goal or two.
Not only they don't score enough, they need Tim Cahill, and don't be frightened to get one yourself.
It's the first thing my mum tells me after every game. You didn't score. You didn't
Mrs.
score.
Mrs. Elsie and I are on the same page.
Oh, well, it might be his job to stop the goals. All right? And set a couple up.
Yeah, ever thought of that?
All right, yeah.
Good luck, mate.
All right, great to see you, John. Thanks for coming in, and good luck against City coming up. All right, so Rush Hour, Charles and Louis.
Onto the shoulder, but this is going to be a very tight finish here as Peter Sagan swings across. He's taken with him Caleb Ewan. Caleb Ewan is going to make a tap to the line. And on the finish, we said he couldn't win. He just did it. Unbelievable.
Manic finish into Stirling today. Caleb Ewan getting the job done. Seventh stage win.
Yeah.
And that was the voice of cycling. Phil Liggett's going to join us tomorrow too.
Oh, I love it.
Cannot wait. Peter Sagan was second and just waiting on formalities and confirmation.
Sagan was third yesterday.
And who was third? And he won the criterium on Sunday night. He's having a good tour as well.
What do you think they'll be doing now?
I want to know where the gorilla finished. Andre Greipel, my man. That is the key for me because I do believe
your
that
boy.
Caleb Ewan, after winning stage two, now has the Oka jersey.
Does he really?
The leader's jersey. So the big man will not be happy with losing that on a day, which is not his go because he's not a climber.
No, he's a sprinter.
But if I was him, I'd be going back to the hotel, gathering the boys around saying,
"You won't be happy.
It's your job to cart me up the hill and then let me explode at the end." Where was the protection all day?
Selfish.
Peloton was slow. Yeah. It was hot. I was out there. I was just sweating out energy. All my watts were just leaking out
the
back. Come on. It's
my tyres were melting on the road.
It's a team game, yet it's about me. Yeah.
How would we go together in a, like, if we were on the same team as cyclists, say we were representing, say, you know, Australia or Scotland or something.
Let's just say if Lotto picked us up.
What was me? What am I? Am I a sprinter? Or
I'm
going to
be honest with you. It's a bit like this show, and it's you're the star, and I'm the worker. No, let's be honest.
We
serious.
Share it.
You're the elite one who can do the magical stuff. That's a given. And the people are nodding their heads down here at Mosley.
There's no one here.
That is so right. You are lightning in a bottle. Yeah. You strike. So you have to be our star sprinter who gets the stage wins.
Right.
So me? Me, I'd be nothing more than a domestique. I'd be one of the boys that just works for you. What do you need, Juice? I need you to go back there, Louis, and get me a couple of bananas.
Get rid of Greipel.
Yeah, well, this one. Louis. There's been an attack. Can you go and wind him in for me? Because I'm not chasing today. I'm feeling a little lazy in the saddle.
So
do you know what I mean?
That's your role.
You?
Where I need to be front and square.
You're Greipel, right? You're Greipel.
So I'm the gorilla.
Caleb. Yeah, well, you'll be. You're not Caleb.
Are you Stuart O'Grady or something like that?
No.
I'm Richie Port.
Just a lesser-known light in the team that just turns up.
Are you that space bloke that fell over?
Probably pop a shoulder back in if I were to come off. I could walk the streets of Europe, and even though I would be a rock star, no one would know me, but they'd go, see that guy there? Responsible for Cavendish winning all those events. If you want to be in a good spot at come the end, get on the back of my wheel. Get on the back of my wheel, Juice, and then I say to you, I'll count you in. 3, 2, 1. And then I'll say, let lightning explode. Boom! We're down here at the bay. We've got plenty to go. Come on and say g'day. Street party tonight at Glenelg. The tour down under, thanks to Santos, is a rockin'. How can you go from the windbreaker to the big red-hot sprinter in just one day? It's Rush Hour, Jazz and Louis.
New time of 3 p.m. in 2018. Triple M. The Rush Hour with Jazz and Louis at the new time of 3 p.m. on Triple M. That means at 4 o'clock is where we're going to do the quiz with No Name. $1,000 on the line, all thanks to Automasters. Stay cool on the drive home and get an Automasters air conditioning service at 20 branches. Call 1300 Automasters, lads.
Nice work, Hado.
Good, Hado.
We are down at Mosley Square. Big tour street party here at Glenelg tonight. Come on down, jump on the tram after work. Come and have a couple of quiet frosts, now, maybe a swim, anything else you like to do.
Down here, Lulu. Right, stage 3 done?
Stage 2, mate.
Sorry, Luke.
Santos Tour down under, the climb to Stirling. Caleb Ewan got the job done the end.
Runner-up.
And Pete Sagan, who was in the call, if you heard it there, the voice of cycling, Fuligate, faded to 4th. So Caleb Ewan of Mitchelton Scott, that's his 7th stage win of the tour. Daryl Impey of UCI was 2nd. And McCarthy from Bora Hansgrohe was 3rd. Well, and that puts Ewan into the leaders' ochre jersey.
Nice.
So well done to him. Still waiting to find out where the gorilla is. Yeah. My boy Gripel. Yeah. Anyway, new segment we've just been tossing around. Did it the other day. We want some apologies.
It was funny.
It's
it was
not
a
us apologising. No. Apologies from the following. So let's just kick it off again. No opener just yet, family. So play with us. Before we get to all the 9 boys who made ducks from South Road Cricket Club, because I want an apology from them for not calling.
Yeah.
I'm throwing out there Harley Bennell. We didn't front for training.
Oh, you did too.
First day back after Christmas. Oh. Couldn't quite get the job done and get to training for Fremantle.
Where'd he go?
Who knows?
And what's happened to him?
He's got 8 weeks at Peel Thunder. 8 weeks, no contact with the main group. I want an apology.
What about the large? How much?
Large? Just massive.
Ten plus. Large.
And out of contract at the end of the year. Got one of the worst rap sheets you've seen in AFL footy. I want an apology from him.
Anyone else?
Anthony Mundine for suggesting Jeff Horn is getting all the attention because of his skin colour.
Oh, Choc.
Give it a rest, Choc. I know you're going into the jungle trying to drum up a little bit of activity, but just just crap. And he said the same about Danny Green. Yeah. And my last one for you is the Melbourne Mummy Boys. I'm going to talk about it after 5, but those blokes who went whinging to the AFL Players Association, the camp's going to be a bit too hard. I might get a brick on my head again like last year.
You want Gorney
to apologize? An apology from all of those individuals that had something to do with that.
Can I give you a couple?
Yes.
Darren Robert Jarman for not having a beer with his brother on his birthday.
That's coming up after 4 as well.
I need an apology.
I don't know how to respond to that. Put your shirt on, mate. You're not working out that much.
Petrol prices record high, $1.45. On apology from the wholesalers and the government.
I love the term they use. Gouging.
Disgraceful.
Isn't it shocking?
And Lulu, on an apology from the Melbourne Stars Big Bash cricket franchise.
Eddie McGuire.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
They swaggered around town, swaggered around the country as if we're going to win this. They are useless.
They're a myth.
Poor.
A myth. I don't think I could accept that apology. Now, just quickly, South Road cricketers.
Okay, I'll whiz through them.
No one's called in yet
none
for Duck Club, so just name and shame.
Peter Fosdyke, Nathan Ewers, Mark Mitten, Lewis Ewers, Edward Fosdyke, Andrew Fosdyke, Philip Williams, Andrew Thompson. These are the boys we need to ring up who all made ducks last week for the South Road Cricket Club.
Sounds like a family club.
Isn't it? Well, actually, you're right.
All right, Aaron Smith, the prayers. Prayers, get him onto it. Jars is willing to help, but we need purging on behalf of those 9 that got ducks. Everybody except Chris Boyd. All right, I think we're done with apologies. We're down here at Mosley Square. Come on down, say g'day. The Rush Hour out on the road. Plenty of sunscreen around. I know it's hot, but the beach is right there as well. You got the water jets for the kids. You got the pub for dad and mum.
Yeah.
Everything is set up. Come and say g'day.
It's the Rush Hour for the new time of 3, Triple M.
Triple M. Dale Lewis. And Andrew Jarman, the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, made in Adelaide for Adelaide.
We've always said we love a party, Juice, and there is a massive street party down here at Glenelg tonight. Kicking off around about 5 o'clock, of course. The Santos Tour down under is in town. Stage 2 done and dusted. Caleb Ewing got the chocolates out at Stirling. He now has the Oakey jersey. Well done to him.
Yeah.
Seventh stage win overall. Come on down, say good day. Jump on the tram out of the city. Get down here. A couple of degrees cooler down this way, big man, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a massive party on tonight. Something for everybody. So come on down and get into the festivities of what is truly a great event. Roger Rashid, not too far away at all. And have a strange chat about a birthday party that had no beer. That's right. A birthday party that had no beer with two Adelaide icons who love a froth, yet they did not have one past their lips. I don't know what is going on, but that will be coming up after 4:30. And I'll tell you right now, a slippery little call has been put into the Jackal to find out exactly if these two need to go onto the radar. You all right?
I'm ready to go. Right, we're ready to give some money away.
It's time to play the quiz.
A grand in the hand, up for grabs every weekday at 4.
Let's get quizzical.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters.
Stay cool on the drive home. Get an Automasters air conditioning service. 20 branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Big thank you to Automasters, of course, the Automasters lifeline. So if you say Automasters, correct, we go. Is that opener still relevant, 2018?
What's that?
The old little Olivia Newton-John sort of stuff. I like to check this with you.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's all right. Yeah. It's a thumbs up.
It just gives it a bit of a, No,
just checking with you. And I'm loving what you're doing down here. We're in the shade, but we've got free sunscreen for everybody who's coming on down. And you're an encouragement of people to slap some on, slip it on, shades, hat,
both
all the
been
work.
Effective, Lou. You've just had some surgery done.
I had a tracheotomy almost, didn't I?
Well, you did. Look at you.
Got the stitches out today.
How many did you have?
I had 7 in there. And, of course, a rich product of a kid growing up in the bush and not putting any on.
No.
Too many hours in the middle when I was batting and playing. Couldn't get me out, Juice.
I was just talking about something.
Sometimes, actually, it doesn't pay to be that good, does it?
No, it doesn't, Lou. All right. Anyway.
Righto, let's talk about greatness.
Right.
Who is playing the quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters?
Okay, Carl from Greenwith joins us. G'day, Carl, and welcome.
Yeah, g'day, Jars. How are you?
Good, mate. Oh, you better say hello to Lou.
Yeah, hey, Louie. How are you, Louie?
Oh, he gets cranky.
Yeah, he's... Yeah,
it's just
the
a little
lad's a Sydney supporter, so...
Yeah, but I'm just... It's what I try and instill in my kids. Don't be rude. Say hello to everybody. Know each other's names. Don't use the term champ or mate. You know, just look them in the eye. Firm handshakes. Are you Carl with a C or Carl with a K?
With a C there.
Yeah, I guess
all
that.
All right, buddy.
Righto, mate. Ten questions, and, of course, don't forget your Automasters Lifeline news whenever you want, okay?
Yep, no problems.
Here we go. Question number one. Arna Sabalenko lost to which Aussie yesterday at the Oz Open?
Barty?
You take that. Which Australian boxer will fight Tommy Brown tonight?
Jeff Horn.
Who do the Adelaide Strikers take on in the BBL tonight, Carly?
The Hobart Hurricanes.
Name the Aussie tennis player fined $3,765 for unsportsmanlike conduct. Yeah, he's in action tonight to Savo.
Oh, Nick Kyrgios.
Okay, which team finished second on the AFL ladder last season?
Sydney Swans.
Virat Kohli is the captain of which national cricket side?
Kohli is Sri Lanka.
How old is tennis player Alex de Minaur?
The Masters.
The Automasters, yep. Yeah. Which state gets the first V8 supercars? Which state gets the first V8 supercar race of the season? Should be easy.
Adelaide.
Okay. Okay. Gee, Carl from Greenwith, Lou.
Hey, I said state too, not city. It always happens. Oh. Hey, actually, got a new computer set up. Wait for it.
Analyzing now. Five. Correct.
Oh, jeez. $50, Carlos, coming your way, mate. Well played.
Cheers.
Yeah, it's way too many, but it'll do. Okay.
He did.
It never... Hey, Carl, thanks for playing, mate. $50, thanks to Automasters.
Thanks,
but it happened again. They try and engage us pre-quiz. They do, Charles. They try and engage us and get a little bit of air time, which is good. Nice. I like it.
Yeah, throwing a little gag.
Yeah, but then what happens?
Doesn't work.
It takes their mind away from the job at hand.
They lose focus, Lou.
$50. All right, for those playing along at home, Ash Barty obviously played Sabalenka last night. Mundine's fighting Tommy Brown. That's why the big statement's been made, because we didn't even know the fight was on. All right, Nick Kyrgios was fine. Geelong was second on the AFL ladder last year. Virat Kohli is not the skipper. Sri Lanka. He's only beloved by about 10 billion people. India, Carlos. Right. India, and Alex Diminor is 18 years of age. He went Auto Masters there. And which state? Active listening. Which state? I think we gifted him this one.
You gave him that one.
It's the first V8 Supercars race of the season. That's us, South Australia. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the quiz done and dusted. Up next, Roger Rashid. Let's talk about screaming, grunting, whatever you want to call it in tennis. The Rush Hour Jars and Louis live down here at the Bay. Big street party in Glenelg tonight for the Santos Tour Down Under. Day three of the Australian Open and plenty of Aussies in action tonight. But one man that's been in action and doing a great job, our very good friend Roger Rashid for Channel 7. Rash, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks very much. It's a nice day out here at the Melbourne Park at the AO. You guys should be here. You should be here and just roaming the grounds.
It's a scorcher over here, Rog. We're 38, 40 degrees at the minute.
Let's get to the talking point, mate, and that is Sabalenka and just the noise that is coming out of
one individual.
Rash, I'll play you a little bit for those who missed it. That's enough.
That's a ban.
Rog, what's your take?
That was pretty piercing, wasn't it? There's no doubt about it. I mean, let's not. We can't actually. You can't even sugarcoat that. That was top shelf stuff. But remember when Sharapova and Victoria Azarenka played each other? I think they played in the final, and it was the semis. But you know, those two girls just go for it as well at the highest capacity, and it becomes more so when the point is even more important. So my theory behind it is there needs to be some ruling on it, because if you watched them practice. They don't offer those decibels. In fact, sometimes they're barely doing anything.
It's a tactic.
Yeah, it can be. And look, and obviously it's an exertion of effort, but I'm sure you can be muffled.
I know you can't say much on this because of your position on tour, but Novak Djokovic has come out and refuted suggestions he tried to convince the players they needed more money. That's probably a good thing.
We heard what Novak had to say, so it'll be, I know that Novak and I will get together at some point as well and have a good discussion. It'll be interesting to see what his thoughts are and just in the game in general. I think it's really important to galvanise the best players in the world and see what they're all thinking about the game.
How refreshing is it to see an 18-year-old lad play for his country with his heart on his sleeve? Alex Diminar. Outstanding last night against the big bird. Even though he got bullied and physically,
he was cooked.
What a great story, and how refreshing is it to see a young man that just loves playing tennis and chasing balls?
Yeah, I think just playing, refreshing to see just a young athlete playing sport in its rawness completely. You guys, whether it was tennis or footy or whatever it was, just to see when a player goes out there and they feel like every moment's really important to them. So every point to Alex had a high level of importance, regardless of where he was on the scoreline. And that was exactly how, remember when Leighton came on the scene, that's how he played. So it's like watching a young buck come up and a rookie play footy and all of a sudden take the game on with such enormous importance. These guys are going to make it in the game.
Plenty of Aussies in action, Rash. Kyrgios taking on Truwicki. That should be okay.
Yeah, look, I think so. Look, Troike's a tricky player. He's got some strength. He can serve and volley. He's got a fast game. He's an experienced player. He's been top 20 before. I think Nick wins in straight. He's got too many weapons if he's dialed in. But it can get tricky at some point. It'll be a tougher opponent than he had in his first round. I'll be courtside there with him as well. So I'll be interested to see how he takes that match on. That's at Hisense again, so that sort of entertainment court that he likes to play on.
Will Ferrell set the bar very high last night when he waltzed on court.
Ron Burgundy.
I need you to be giving me at some point in the coverage,
come on, champ,
a bit of Burgundy lines or just something, a little stay classy Adelaide or stay classy maybe Matty Ebden.
I'm the real deal.
Or maybe stay classy Kyrgios. I don't know. Give us something.
On, look, I am due to do the on-court interview tonight with Nick. So,
all right.
Come up with something.
I might need to brief him. I'm not sure, but there might be something coming up. Who knows? You just don't know.
Right,
I don't want to take myself into that space, though, Jerry Louis. I'm not. I'm not a natural comedian.
You're a teacher. I beg to differ, Rash. When you're in real good form, they are coming out very smooth.
Well, here's this. If you flick me a question that's respectful enough that I can actually throw it on the airwaves, I'll see if I can throw that into the mix in my post-match.
And you tell him I've been on the bandwagon since day one. Not like the rest of them.
Oh, I can't wait. Here's my boy. Yeah, no, let's all jump on him.
Oh, mate, Rash, just tell Rash right now how long I've been on him.
Mate, from day one.
Day one.
And I've jumped off that many times.
Jars back cock and arc. I'm the wrong horse.
I love me boy Cocky.
It's a bit disappointing. His body just, he's still got some work to do there. Right. And also he played with a bit of stress. He probably didn't get the matches he needed to before the tournament. But anyway, he's another step. He'll eventually find the space.
You go back
anyway,
to what you're doing too.
He's got a new nickname, White Knuckles Rashid. See you, Rog.
See ya.
See you, champ. Roger Rashid, Channel 7's very own, at the Australian Open on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, and don't forget, Monday, back on deck, Roo and Dits for breakfast. But the boys at the moment down in Glenelg for the Santos Tour down under. How is it, boys?
It is fantastic. Nice. Street party time. Young fella just going past. Had a quick dip. Nice rig. He's looking good today. Slopping and slapping. Everybody taking our advice, Jars, which is great. Massive street party tonight down here. Jump on the tram out of the city. Come on down. We'll get home. Bring the family down. 5 till 11. Plenty of time.
Live band on tonight.
It'll be a beautiful night. Yep. You got the Moseley. You got the Grand. Yep. You've got the water fountains. You got the beach.
Good restaurants.
Every angle covered down here at the Bay and Moseley Square.
Right, all right.
The results today, stage two. Unley to Sterling. Tough day for my man, the gorilla. Andre Greipel did not finish top 10.
Oh.
And you know why? Nah. Gravity. When you're that big and that powerful and you're producing up to 2,000 watts when you're cranking.
Stop it.
I tell you what, elevation is not your friend, but our very own Caleb Ewan continued his stellar form here in the Tour Down Under. Seventh stage win, now has the Oka jersey. Yeah. He is the leader. Coming in second, Daryl Impey of UCI, and Joe McCarthy third from Bora Hansgrohe, and Pete Sagan, who's having a great tour, just faded to finish fourth.
Now,
righto, Jazz.
You want to talk about the AFL?
Well, there's a bit of talk, and I joked earlier I needed an apology from the Melbourne Football Club players for cancelling their pre-season camp or the season.
So what happened? They normally go on a big pre-season camp where they get flogged to the death.
And a bit old school. And a couple of accidents happened last year. Okay. And where one of the boys got hit on the head with a brick. I mean, you're supposed to hold those things up when you're doing all that sort of stuff. And we've been through them all.
We've done all that, right, Lulu?
They don't kill you.
No.
But in this day and age, they're getting a little bit precious about where they go and what they do. And the latest CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, was filtered with. How many buys they've got to have, how many days off they've got to have. I just found it quite interesting, the amount of time they're getting off. And the word on the street is, and I'll give credit to where credit is due, Kane Corns, good old Kano, bought this
stud,
one up.
Yep.
Stud, that apparently the coaches now are getting a little peeved with the lack of access to their playing group. Oh. Now, we know this for a fact firsthand. Paul Ruse has told us. Ruse, who's on Triple M and on again in 2018, has told us all the time. Just can't get enough of him because you're just trying to get all this work into him, this theory, and there's not enough hours in a day to get around everybody. This is what you get at the moment. How's this for a gig? Average pay, about $310,000, all right? And here are your conditions.
Right.
Anywhere between 8 to 10 weeks annual leave, depending on how long you've been in the system.
Yep.
2 to 3 weeks through the Christmas break.
Yep.
3 mandatory 4-day breaks in season. So there's 3 long weekends, 3 4-day long weekends, if you want to put it in our vernacular.
Yeah.
You get an RDO, a dedicated day off per week, right? And then you get a dedicated half RDO, an afternoon off to go and do whatever you like.
Total?
Total all up. You're looking somewhere
around
3.5 months
off?
Yeah, well, you're working around 14 weeks. And the analogy being thrown around is, could you imagine someone like Rafael Nadal not hitting tennis balls for 14 weeks?
No, it wouldn't happen.
Could you imagine Juice not working out yourself for 14 weeks?
Wouldn't happen.
You know, and so you can understand the coach's frustrations now that it is a super professional job, footy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they're not getting the access they want because the PA have been able to work this in The other issue that is at hand at the moment is the burnout, Jars, and we've discussed this a lot. Mental attrition that seems to be happening with the modern footballer.
Yes.
The burnout, those who don't make it seem to drop and sort of, you know, obviously mental health.
And the physical toll on a player these days.
Absolutely. So that sits there. Like, whilst that looks magnificent on paper, we can assure
you. Do you think
they
have too much time off?
Yes or no? I think the pre-seasons are too long.
Yeah. I think they should come back January. They only need 8 weeks.
That, no one drops. 10 weeks. No one drops out of Nick anymore. There's a great idea you put up the other day, and I can't remember who put this out there, but everyone should be given cap the pre-season. Say 6 weeks. Everybody's playing on the same rules. Yeah. So whatever you do in the off season, get yourself back. But as a footy club,
every club,
you can only have them for 6 weeks. So maybe you go to summer camp like in the States.
Yeah, yeah.
So in October we have a camp to test you and see where we're all at. We do a little bit of work, then you disappear.
Yep.
And you go and do whatever, and then you come back and you've only got 6 weeks to get them all cherry clubs. Right.
Mm.
I mean, that is great from a player's perspective, but then I think the average punter goes, well, hang on, you're paying them all that money, you're giving them half a year off.
Yeah, yeah, and the coaches aren't getting their access.
There's the flip, but that's what it is in the States, know. You know. They only play 12-week seasons if you don't make playoffs in NFL.
Because I'm led to believe that the Melbourne hierarchy weren't happy with the players pulling out of that pre-season camp.
I think, and I reckon Simon Goodwin was filthy.
Yes.
Because what they're trying to do, given off the back of how they rolled over at the end of last year, is find out who's on board and who's not, and better way to test the mental toughness of your boys.
Yeah, get them through the jungle.
On a side note, have you seen how skinny Big Maxi Gawn came back?
No, I haven't.
7 or 8 kilos under his playing weight from round 23, trained basically every day.
It's a running game.
Running
now.
The case.
It's a running game.
And has openly admitted he probably went a bit too far.
I think he may have. He'll put that back on.
He stacked two or three or four back on, but that is a dangerous game you play when strength is your business.
Absolutely.
When you're ruck, your core business is not to be shifted.
Ooh.
But anyway, that's there it is.
Interesting, Luke.
I don't know about that, but I look at that now. I'd certainly take the 8 to 10 weeks end of year.
3.5 months off.
2 to 3 weeks of Christmas, 3-4 day weekends, and an afternoon off and a day off during the week. If the rush hour can get hold of that. If there is a man out there who is a very good bargainer, who likes to go to the negotiation table, call us now, 133353. We'll sign you up. You can represent us. Jars and Louis.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis from the new time of 3 p.m. in 2018. We've got double passes to Green Day's American Idiot, the stage show, which is getting 5 stars across the board. Hits Her Majesty's Theatre, Jan 19 to 28. You can book now at Bass or give us a call at 133353, lads.
Rush Hour, hanging out at Mosley Square down at Glenelg today. Big street party tonight as part of the Santos Tour Down Under. And if you missed it, Caleb Ewan now owns the Ochre jersey.
Ochre.
Big second stage win in the climb to Stirling today. Well done to that young man. That is his 7th career stage win. And he's a little pocket rocket. He's in fine form, isn't he? Nicely done. Righto. As I said, get on down here. 5 till 11, the street party tonight.
Okay.
Cracking weather for it. It'll cool off nicely with the sea breeze.
Right. What's happened?
Family, get involved, everybody, and be prepared to be shocked, to be honest. Jars had a birthday just prior to us coming back on air. Happy birthday, big man. Sent you a nice little text, and you know, and let you to yourself. And I got to work the other day. I said, I must have been some kind of show, because I never got a reply to the text. You rolled over to 52, said, well done, big man.
Yeah.
DJ, the great man, Darren Robert, was there.
Yeah.
And yourself and a few close friends.
Family.
Obviously not close enough me.
Family.
And then the bombshell that got dropped today, family, and get ready for it. It was a birthday with no beer. I'm going to say it again. Andrew Jarman, the great. Andrew Juice. Newton, Black Rhino, Maya Jeune out the front, Briz Von, you name it, whatever you want to call him, the big man, Greipel style gorilla, had a birthday, which was attended by the one and only Darren Robert. I won 2 flags for this state, Jarman, and not one beer. It was cracked open.
Now, let me explain.
WTF.
Let me do it, Pauline Hanson. Now, I had the fridge loaded with frothies, right, for the night before, knowing that Fudd's going to come over. Granddad doesn't mind a little swig. My daughter's partners, they don't mind a little swig. So I had plenty to go around.
You're forgetting you don't mind a swig.
And I was ready to go. So I saved myself, because on the Saturday, mate, didn't have one froth. Because I thought Sunday, I'll let it rip.
Elite.
Well, they've all arrived.
Yes.
In all good spirits.
Yes.
And it was a lovely evening by all.
Happy birthday.
And so, Grandad, would you like a beer, Grandad?
Mm.
No, Andrew, on tablets.
Accents. Yep.
Righto, Grandad, I understand. And Grandad doesn't mind a little glass of red and one or two frothies before he has a feed.
Absolutely.
Right, Sammy, do you want a beer? No, thanks. No, I'm done my, I'm a bit sore, got footy training. Righto. Riley's boyfriend, Tom, who's now signed up with the Glenelg Footy Club.
Uh-huh.
Tommy, would you like a froth?
Yeah.
No, Mr. Jarman, I got footy tomorrow training. Right. Yeah. Then D. Robert Jarman swaggered in.
Before you get to him, Benny Jarman?
Little Beach was there.
Yeah.
No.
Geez, he hasn't been taught very well.
No. So then I go to my son, Stefan, who doesn't mind a little swig. Yep. Steph, do you want to have a beer with your dad?
Steph.
Who played golf with his dad early in that day.
Right.
No, thanks, Dad.
Right.
Oh, so, there's Kerry, one left.
Kerry Packer.
He swaggered in with Arnie Sues and Little Beach.
Would have had to push through the crowd out the front, wouldn't he?
We did. And then, he's in good spirits.
Yep.
And I've just gone to the fridge. Oh, I thought, right.
I can hear him popping out.
There you go. Deej, which one? No, not drinking. Well... Yeah.
What?
No.
What? Is he not well?
No. No, he's been off the froth. He's off the froth. Yeah.
No.
He's going cold.
No.
So I've looked around in the room in despair, and I just thought, what am I going to do? And I don't want to drink on my own. That's rude.
It's your birthday, though.
Exactly. 52, I. Not out.
Oh, so
not out.
You rolled over.
I rolled over and put the two stubbies back in the fridge.
You followed.
And they're still there.
What do you say about leading? What do you always tell me on this show?
Sanguines are leaders.
What do you tell me on this show? It's about leading.
Yeah.
Marching to the own beat of the drum. Yeah. Don't be a follower. Don't be a sheep. That's what you were.
I fell apart.
You succumbed. You caved.
I caved.
To peer pressure.
I did.
That's even worse than going with the flow.
The fridge is still full of froths. But DJ didn't even hesitate. No, thanks. Not drinking.
I tell you what.
That was it.
I tell you what.
Kerry Packer, Jarman, didn't want to have a froth with his brother.
Sportsbet would have paid out. would have paid out. It would have sent them broke had they known that that thing was going to happen. Because if you'd have got money on that, that was never going to happen.
I said, what do you want? He goes, glass of water. That'll do. So we just sat there drinking soda water with lime.
Hey, though, there's a button on that. Panel of yours with the initials BS. Can you just belt that out for me at some point?
It's actually got taken off for some reason. I don't know why. It's gone.
I'll tell you what, Darren Robert Jarman, I call bullshit right now, and I want an explanation in the next couple of days. Jars and Louis live at Mosley Square.
Bullshit.
Somebody get me a drink.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. New time of 3 p.m. in 2018, and from Monday, following the boys at 5, Kennedy Malloy. The guy's down in Glenelg at the moment for the Santos Tour Down Under. Boys still warm, but cooling off.
Yeah, cooling off. Come on down. Big street party tonight, 5 to 11. Something for everybody. Jump on a tram. Come out of the city. Leave the car in the city. Come down for a couple of beers. Nice. Go for a dip. You got the big wedgie out the back. Live music. It's all happening.
Yeah.
Jars.
Well done,
right,
Billy.
Now. Of course, and tomorrow, Stage 3 kicks off from Glenelg, 11 a.m. from Collie Terrace all the way down to Victor Harbour. Oh. Some talk, Jars, that they'll shorten one of the circuits down at Victor.
Mm.
Mike Turter, race director, and keys to the city. Yeah. What are we suggesting if that happens?
Get the keys back off him.
Yeah. Hand them back in, Mike. They're professionals.
Yeah.
All right, we just chatted before. If you missed it, Jars had a birthday just before we came back on air. 52. High five, big man.
Thanks, Lou.
Well done. Didn't
thanks,
Nick, didn't think you'd get there when I started working with you.
Thanks, family.
No one had a beer, including the great Darren Robert Jarman, who we all thought had beer on his Wheaties for breakfast. I'll be honest.
He's been off it for a week.
No one had a beer. No. Just got a text come through. Hado.
Who's this from?
Gordo Smith, father of Bro.
Yeah, and one of our favourites.
Great to see Bro's coming back nicely from his knee, Rico.
Gordo, what's he said?
It's the old strike me dead version, but the current version, if you know what I mean. Oh. What is happening to the world? He said, Bro turned 26 on Sunday. Happy birthday, Bro, too, by the way.
Good boy.
And even he had a beer with Gordo for his birthday.
No, he's in rehab.
Yeah, your little cousin, your little nephew, who calls you the gift. Did he purse his lips and open a can? Honestly, he'll never make it. He will never make it with that attitude. Thank you, Gordo, for that. See, if Broads can do it.
Oh, come on.
Darren Robert can do it.
Yeah.
Benjamin can do it.
Stefan
can do it. But most importantly, you coward.
Come on, don't call me coward.
I know.
Call me yellow.
It's the first week back on air, and I need Kenny Rogers right now. I need him. Fair dinkum.
He
called you yellow.
Come on,
you are so yellow.
Don't.
Well, you're a streak of misery.
Maybe.
On your birthday.
Happening.
Oh, hello.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That slipped out.
If we had the old sound effects, air raid. I'm sensing on tomorrow's show that we might just get a little hint
hang on, that slipped out.
That the Juice, as he always does this time of year, sets himself up for a big 2017, 16, 18. Thank you, Hodo. That is fantastic work. Love working with you. I reckon something is happening at the Special K.
Be careful.
Something is going on.
Bugger, that slipped out.
I've noticed down here, Hodo and family.
Look at them building up the crowd.
The offer of free ice cream, bar tabs, chips. Any sort of sugar.
No.
Nothing happening. No. Nothing is passed the lips other than agua, water. Would I be correct in saying that something might be happening?
Come on, Ado.
Tomorrow. Hang on. Where are you going? Are you going for a swim and a dip?
No.
Bullshit.
Ado, we're going to sign off down here. But we are going to leave you with the thought process that Juice is up to something, family. And it's got nothing to do with being entertaining on this show. All right. Have yourselves a great night. Get down here.
Yes.
There's plenty of room for the gun show, let's be honest. The brown snakes are out. Be careful. Come on down to Glenelg tonight. Great street party on. Talk it up.
Yeah, come down. Bring the family. Good night.
Andrew Jarman, the salesman. Come on down and enjoy the Santos tour down under the hospitality down at Mosley Square, down at the bay. Get on down. It's the Rush Hour signing off.